Traveling on the eastbound 401, it's slow east of Winston Churchill, then backed up from the 427 all the way
to... It comes as no surprise to the tens of thousands of people in and around Toronto who have to negotiate traffic every morning and evening that the city has been given this distinction of having one of the worst commutes in the world.
The commute's brutal. I do 6 hours in the winter some days.
Yeah, I grew up in Toronto, but now I've lived in Hamilton for 6 years, and driving back is pretty painful.
The traffic is crazy. The highways are all congested.
The ranking comes from a study by the comparison site Expert Market. It looked at 74 cities worldwide that had populations of 300,000 or more, taking into account such things as the average time spent commuting each day, the average distance of a journey, how long you had to wait for a bus or train, and the cost of a transit card. When it was all added up, Toronto came in 69th out of 74. Ian Dobson is a transit expert with Strategic Regional Research Alliance.
We need to give a seamless choice for commuters in the morning who get up, look at their options and say, well, this is convenient as driving my car, I'll take it.
Dobson says what's needed is more public transit, not just in the city, but in the surrounding communities that funnel into Toronto. Help may be on the way. Ontario's newly elected premier, Doug Ford, is making some big promises.
We're going to build rapid underground transit that's going to extend not only in Toronto, but we're the first government that's going to run a regional transportation system.
And Toronto's mayor, John Tory, says efforts are underway to reduce gridlock in the city. But the population appears to be growing faster than the infrastructure is expanding, and the region is expected to have about 10 million people within the next 25 years. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.